this Wednesday, the 18th of May, marks the anniversary of the Tamil genocide in Sri Lanka. And whilst it's considered the end of the civil war, suffering of the Tamil people has never really come to an end. If you were around Town Hall yesterday, you may have seen many individuals marching at the Tamil Genocide Day rally in support of Tamil refugees. Now, our next guest was one of the speakers at the rally yesterday, Tamil Refugee Council member Renuka Inpakuma, who has been an advocate for refugees since the young age of 12, if you can believe that. Renuka, how's it going? Thanks for joining the show.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. So, as we've just mentioned, you've been advocating since a very young age. If you're comfortable enough, can you give us a quick overview as concisely as you can of, I guess, the context behind the conflict, the problems in Sri Lanka, how it stands at the moment, and then even, I guess, how you or your family might have been involved?
So in 2009, it was the peak of the genocide where the Sri Lankan government committed vile and disgusting acts against the Tamil people within the northern and eastern provinces, such as attacking the no-fire zone, which was a place where it wasn't supposed to be attacked, and they had repeated offences on Tamil people. And this caused many refugees, or many Tamil people, to flee to neighbouring nations such as Australia. And this has caused refugees now to be placed in indefinite detention because the Australian government has not been able to support us. They've been supporting the Sri Lankan government. We have, like, individuals such as Raja Navantarasa, who has been in detention for 11 years, and he has leukemia and he's undergoing chemo. And then you have a family like Priya and Nadesh, who are now in Christmas Island with two Australian-born children just because of them fleeing a genocidal country.
Wow. So what was yesterday, the rally at Town Hall, then trying to achieve to address this, I suppose?
We were trying to draw awareness that what the experiences of the Tamil people are going through in Sri Lanka, as well as us wanting to achieve state sovereignty, have our own nation as Tamil Eelam. We were trying to draw awareness and show that the Australian government that we are not a community to be silenced. And now we will fight to hell because we are just sick of what's happening. Like, the Australian government have provided, I mean, the Australian government have provided 5 drones to the Sri Lankan government, saying that it will help the Sri Lankan government, but really the truth is it's just going to have surveillance cameras on the Tamil people and their actions within Sri Lanka, which causes more harm for the Tamil people within the nation. So we were just really trying to draw awareness and try to gain support within the Australian community.
Sure thing. For those of us that don't know, do you maybe want to give us an idea? What exactly is it to be Tamil? Is it a culture of sorts, a religion? Maybe just for a little bit of context there.
To be Tamil, it's within the northern eastern provinces of Sri Lanka. So you could say it's a cultural group. So within Tamils, we have Muslims, Catholics, Hindus, and they're predominantly within the northern and eastern provinces of Sri Lanka.
And this is a historic thing, and now I suppose a lot of this conflict has been surrounded, like you just said, the idea that, similar to, I suppose, you see in many countries around the world, you can draw some parallels to possibly what's going on in Israel at the time. But it's a marginalised group of sorts that's just trying to, I don't know, gain their own, like you said, sovereignty in their own land, correct?
Yes, so we're a nation that has constantly been discriminated against, not with religion, not with anything else. It's just being Tamil, being discriminated against because of our nationality.
Absolutely. So correct me if I'm wrong here, but is it true that there's an element to, I guess, Australia's approach to this issue or I suppose the past conflict in Sri Lanka, that being Tamil now isn't cause enough to, I guess, gain refugee status coming into Australia. Is that correct? Is there some sort of, lack of understanding, or at least as far as the Australian government's concerned, they're just not addressing something that is still there and still prevalent, and it might not necessarily be in conflict still?
So the Australian government, the government itself, Labor started the detention centres and Liberal is just continuing that on. And if you look at, you know, there were 50 people who were in detention and they were part of the LTTE, and there was a character assessment, they're all released. But still, like, we have Tamil people trying to flee, and the Australian government is not providing that support that we need. And the Australian government itself, like Tony Abbott has said, like, the situation itself, like, it's disappointing, but oh well. Like, you have leaders in power now, like Scott Morrison, just not...
Sure.
Not understanding the situation. Dishonesty with the government. Like, they say they support everyone, but really they're not supporting our community, who are constantly fighting for justice, and it's been 12 years since the 2009 massacre.
Right. So what is it, what are the feelings then within the community in Australia now, considering you are continuing to be marginalised now within a country that you've migrated to? And I suppose then, as a result, what does something like this Wednesday, the 18th of May, kind of mark, or what does it mean to the community, or maybe what are you trying to get maybe out of it and the rally that's just occurred?
So the rally that has occurred, we've seen amazing results. We've seen people within the Australian community educating themselves, educating that we have our own flag, educating themselves that we have our own anthem, watching the No Fire Zone on Channel 4. And we're seeing that within the Tamil community, there's now a rise. There are people willing to fight now. Before, it was a sense of disappointment within Australia, but after this rally, it has caused immense change, and the moods have changed. Now people are really determined, and they're going to, you know, support communities such as the Palestine community, who are facing the exact same situation as us. And I can tell that May 18th, it will be a day where people will recognise that the massacre has occurred in Muliwaikau, and 150,000 people died on the result of the Sri Lankan government discriminating against us because we are Tamil.
Absolutely. Just very quickly, we do have to move on, unfortunately, Ranuka, but if anyone wants to get involved with the Tamil Refugee Council, where should they head, and I suppose how should they get involved?
They can message my Facebook, Ranuka Imbakumar, and give me a quick message. I can obviously give them the contacts. We also have our own Facebook page, Tamil Refugee Council, where they can message and send emails, and we'll be glad to have anyone on that group with us who are willing to create change.
Fantastic. We'll add some links in the description of the uploaded chat. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ranuka. All the best going forward.
Thank you.
We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Ranuka Inpakumar talking about the rally that's just gone, the genocides in Sri Lanka, all of kind of the context around it. It's very tricky stuff indeed. Make sure you head to 2SER.com. You can check out that chat and those links.